One area that I just want to mention for completeness is there really are some pretty exciting microsurgical techniques that really make the curative management of many head and neck cancer patients much better. Nerve-preserving approaches, laser therapy, and plastics and reconstruction. Probably the progress that's impressed me the most are in those tumors in which there's need for craniofacial surgery. Tumors in the maxillary sinus, tumors in the ethmoid sinuses, some of the unusual tumors there. I've seen my surgical colleagues go in and actually do endoscopic surgery for section of large tumors, and you go in to see the patient the same day in surgery, they don't even have a single suture. They have a little cotton in their nose, and that's it. So it's really some amazing things that are being done with image-guided surgery for the head and neck cancer patient, which really has reduced the morbidity and mortality of surgery quite a bit. And I think the final thing that we're going to see is that there'll be functional imaging-based radiation in which we'll really be looking at PET scan and some of the other functional imaging to really determine where we do so-called radiation dose painting to give the highest dose in those areas where the tumor is most avid.
We were talking before about quality control in terms of radiation therapy in the community. What about in terms of surgery and the type of surgery that's performed in these patients? Again, both from the point of view of effectiveness in terms of cancer surgery and secondly in terms of morbidity and complications.
Yeah, well, I think probably more than any approach to this disease, the community otolaryngologists really refer the complicated head and neck cancer surgery cases to the tertiary centers at this point. And really, I think it's just very difficult to keep an active community-based practice of, let's say, ENT going and at the same time do six-hour big head and neck cancer procedures going on. So I think we see regional referral. I think that's good for the patients, and I think we'll continue to see it. There is the subspecialty of head and neck oncology surgery for which there's certified fellowships at places like MD Anderson and Sloan Kettering and elsewhere. And I think the trend of the future is probably for regional centers of excellence for surgery for these types of patients.